AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Extreme heat in parts of the country this week across the Midwest. Triple-digit heat indexes. The weather leading to a rise in mosquito-borne illnesses, including eastern equine encephalitis, which can be serious. Outside activities have been canceled between dusk and dawn in some Massachusetts communities out of fear that it might spread. Watching and waiting in the Middle East as another conflict zone heats up.
Israel launching preemptive strikes involving 100 planes to take out thousands of rocket launchers and missiles in southern Lebanon after detecting plans for an attack on Israeli soil. Now, the IDF saying it struck over 40 sites in southern Lebanon.
That's ABC's Britt Clement in Tel Aviv. Ukraine says the missile and drone attack launched by Russia today was the biggest barrage in months. Critical infrastructure was targeted, leading to widespread power outages throughout the country. This is ABC News. What was supposed to be 8 days in space turning into 8 months. NASA over the weekend deciding that the test pilots who rode a Boeing capsule to the International Space Station in June won't be coming home until a SpaceX capsule can go up in February.
The astronauts' families now reacting to the news that their loved ones won't be returning home for another 6 months. Suni Williams' husband, referring to space, said it's her happy place. While Butch Wilmore's family tells Good Morning America they're praying for a safe return on whatever spacecraft that may be.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. No joy in Mudville and no joy for White Sox fans watching their team do something that hasn't been done in more than a century.
Double play ball to short. Sweeney to Keith to Torkelson, and the Tigers send the White Sox to their 100th defeat.
A call on WMVP, the Sox hitting loss number 100 in their 131st game over the weekend. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Register today for the 15th annual RX Link Golf Classic in support of Naranon at Thornberry Creek at Oneida. It's Friday, August 30th and starts with registration and breakfast at 9 a.m., followed by a shotgun start at 10. Happy hour starts at 4 p.m., followed by the awards dinner and silent auction. Proceeds support Naranon, a 12-step program for families and friends of addicts. Advanced registration is suggested and simple. Just call Thornberry Creek at Oneida, 920-434-7501, or search for RX Link Golf online. See you August 30th.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four hotel workers arrested in the death of Devontae Mitchell have pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege they pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. He later died. The defendants include two security workers, a front desk employee, and a bellhop. They're charged with felony murder. They each face up to almost 16 years in prison if convicted. All four defendants are expected back in court October 15th. And a Wisconsin company scored a huge new military contract. Here's Lisa Hale.
Oshkosh Defense has awarded a $1.54 billion five-year contract to build new and refurbished heavy tactical vehicles and trailers for the U.S. Army. Oshkosh Defense has produced over 71,000 heavy tactical vehicles for the United States and other nations. The Army can start buying vehicles from Oshkosh Defense on the contract this month.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Roster decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst has until 3 o'clock tomorrow to trim the team roster to 53 players. One of those decisions will be at backup quarterback. Will he stick with Sean Clifford or go with rookie Michael Pratt, a seventh-round pick out of Tulane, who talked about the battle to be the backup?
I think it's been a really, really healthy competition. You know, Sean and I were really close. And, you know, I think just the dynamic in the quarterback room is the main emphasis for us is to help the team. I think just all of us kind of being on that mind. mindset, you know, like I said, the healthy competition.
College basketball, Racine's Latrevion Fenderson has committed to the Wisconsin Badgers. The 6'4" guard transferred from the Prairie School to St. John's in Delafield, averaged nearly 22 points a game. Baseball, the Brewers have the day off after a 4-3 loss to Oakland. Left-hander Aaron Ash has been called up from Nashville to help out in the bullpen.
Yeah, I liked what I saw at Ash. For the most part, really commanded his pitches, and yeah, I think he can help us.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a heat advisory in effect for today. The heat index, 100 degrees or better this afternoon. Partly cloudy in the low 90s with a chance of afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Warm and humid again with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran joins the show to talk movies and TV. And Wisconsin native comedian Mary Mack joins the show to talk about her tour of the state.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9. The talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, you know what I'm so disappointed in?
That when we have two people in here that are greater than us again?
When we first started the show, and they said, what do you guys want to do? If we have a little workout type stuff, have a treadmill or something. And I said, how about a hoop? Can we put up a hoop in back in the parking lot?
Right.
So we could play a little one-on-one, do a little shooting at the time.
So we just went with the garbage can.
I so wish we had that now. So you and I could take on these two.
We already feel bad because everyone that comes in here is, like Johnny always says, better than us, which is a true statement. Yeah, that would not last long. That would
basketball royalty.
They have that slaughter rule.
Chandra Johnson and Harry Boyce. We got some serious talent in this room right now. Chandra, first of all, great to see you. I haven't seen you in years. Fill us in because it sounds like you don't have a lot going on other than three kids and two jobs. Go ahead.
I don't love free time.
It
so
seems like
I just got to stay busy. But yeah, super excited. Recently took on a role here at 1848, director of girls basketball. So super excited and happy for Harry Boyce to have me part of the crew.
That's great. And you're teaching?
Teaching, special education teacher at Bayview Middle School.
Three kids.
Three kids.
And you're finding
I don't
the
mean to laugh, but it's like,
no, that's just a lot. I mean, that's what I had.
Though. How no do
you
dog. Put this
oh, all you have
together?
A dog. All
no,
right. Well,
so see, I got a little free time.
Okay. Wow, and that's
and my husband's coaching varsity football. So busy time in my
wow.
in my
wow.
family
that
right
is
now.
Awesome. And
yeah.
this 1848, which we know a little bit about. Tell me what your expectations are. Why you picked this out of all the things you could do,
or not do,
or not get a dog?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so I recently came on board 1848. What, a couple months ago, 3 months ago now,
yeah.
to just really build a really elite, competitive, awesome girls AAU program for our area athletes. Paired up with Harry because we have a lot of the same visions. We align with what we want. Mm-hmm. We align with what we want for kids, for our athletes, and for our families.
And it's not just the stuff on the court that you guys stress, correct?
Correct. We're building character. When you compete, we're building girls that want to compete, that we're building solid athletes that represent their schools. They go back off and, you know, play on their school ball teams that just make our community better.
You know, we interview people often, like 2-3 a day. And so often, you know, I think a lot of people have had a mentor in their life or had someone they looked up to. And so often it's coaches.
Absolutely.
You know, and not the game, but like you just talked about, just did because you become another. You have three kids now. You're going to have a lot more.
Yeah, that's true.
Is her husband true. Listening?
Yeah.
But that is true, though. And one of the things is your works. I mean, there's great teachers, no question about it. And we have so many musical people that come through and say it was my music teacher that really inspired me. And no disrespect, but it's hard to get that kind of a relationship in you know, algebra class or whatever, versus working one-on-one with somebody's talent. You're tapping into their talent. They're putting their trust in you to bring out the best in them. It has to be a great relationship, doesn't it?
It definitely has to be a great relationship. I mean, this is their passion. And it's the family's passion as well.
But, and their dreams.
Yeah, their dreams. Really? And whether we talk about this a lot, we're building these solid athletes, whether the end goal at the end of the day is to get a college basketball scholarship. Or maybe it's not. And but we all know sports can bring a lot of things to the table. A lot of skill building, communication, time management, all those things that just create, if they don't go on to play college basketball, an amazing employee and whatever they want to do.
Totally life skills. Mm-hmm. You know, especially that time management, which you can speak with a lot of experience on that. Yeah. I mean, that's incredible what you're doing. Hey, so you were their age at one time. Big difference in from when you were an age to the kids today?
Yes and no. They world is different than when I was. Well, we don't want to talk about how long ago that was. But the landscape of just college basketball, recruiting, the process is very different. And that's where I tap into my knowledge and communication and in connection with all the college coaches that I have to understand what that looks like, to put our girls and our families in the best possible situation for them and help them understand the process and get them the best shot at their dream goal.
Well, the thing is, too, both of you. Oh, Harry, how you doing, buddy? Both of you professional athletes as well. I remember talking to you one time when you went out to L.A., right?
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't Michael Cooper your coach?
Michael Cooper, Coach Coop.
And they take you out there, and you're thinking, wow, everything's taken care of. It's like, didn't you have to, like, find your own way to practice, your own apartment, your own place to do everything, right?
That's funny that you have a really good memory.
Oh, thank you.
And that was back when navigation didn't talk to you in the car.
Right.
So I had to print out MapQuest, and you're downtown L.A. Now, I don't know, those who have not been in L.A., some of the streets, the airport, planes land on top of the street. So there's... I'm reading MapQuest, trying to find the Staples Center, plus our practice facility was 45-plus minutes away from the Staples Center, and I'm trying to navigate the city while airplanes are landing on top
and
of me.
And driving in L.A.
And
traffic.
And driving from Wisconsin.
No, there's no traffic out there.
I do remember you telling me that when I interviewed you one time. Mr. Boyce, how you doing, bud?
Good.
I think it's phenomenal in the short time what you've done with your academy out there. And this was like the last missing link in a certain way, wasn't it? To have somebody, a female, really focus completely on that. Absolutely. How did this come about?
We've known each other for a really long time. And I actually approached her a few years ago on it. We didn't have her daughter's age group, so it hurt me when she's like, oh, no, I'm going to coach here. And I was like, oh, no. But you know what? I respected it because I get it. We weren't there yet. And so my plan was to just keep checking in. And finally, their season ended, and we sat down and we had a conversation. And I think the timing was right. I'm a big believer in God does things always at the right time. Right at the right moment, like not when you want it to happen, when you need it to happen, and that's when he shows up. And I think he showed up right when we needed her, because we were about to launch something I think that's going to change the city, that's going to change the area, and we needed a leader, and we needed somebody that I respected in a high manner that can get the job done. She is 100% an equal to me, especially when it in my eyes when it comes to basketball, right? And obviously as a person and as a female, all the things she is obviously
a role model you've got there.
Yeah, but she played at that level. She knows the city. She knows the game, right? She's competitive. All those things, right, come together, and it's like, oh, this is the person to do this, right?
Just had to find the time.
And she's strong. So when I'm like, oh, and now I'm kind of outnumbered in the admin world in 1848 because it's her and Michelle. Shout out to Michelle.
You want to know? You mentioned something though about being strong. You know what? It really showed your strength when you were in the NCAAs. Because I mean, you know, we see against the Cleveland States and the Youngstowns and the Milwaukees. You know, but against the same girls that we've, you know, and we'd go up against some of these girls we watched on TV. You know, and you were more than holding your own with them. That had to be a big thing for yourself, saying, yeah, I can play at this level.
Well, that's just the belief you have in yourself and your teammates, right? Like, yeah we can win Horizon League championships, and now let's bring it
to
the next level.
Exactly.
And anybody can compete with us, and I want to instill that in the girls that we have now. Believe in yourself first. You can't win those big games if you don't believe in yourself.
Wasn't the slightest bit of intimidation or backing down. You guys almost tried to intimidate them with your defense.
Elizabeth Dudley.
Yeah.
That's right.
You put the knee straps on and the mouth guard in, and let's go full court.
Let's go.
You're not coming. We're not scared of you. I don't care how big your university is or what color your jersey is. And that's what's the great thing about basketball. Like, it's we play the same way as another team. At any given time, you can beat the Giants of the world or whatever.
You said, I have a good memory. I still remember this. When you guys were out for the opening tip type thing out there, you had a look in your eye of, like, nastiness. It was game time.
Yeah.
That was something else. I'll never forget that.
You know, what a great program. And, you know, we're talking about being blessed to have that here in our community, you know. And I know, Harry, you've been really working hard on this. Are they aware of this? You know, I sometimes learned a lot of things in my old job, and I'm thinking there's not a connection here. You know, you should have a waiting list or something. You know, that how do you get the word out? Is it through high schools and?
Yeah, I mean, I can take it through high schools, through word of mouth, through players. Like, I'm a big believer I know they are at the next level. Players build programs, right? Your players make the program.
Right.
So we're aligning ourselves with some of the best families, the best kids, the other best people in the community to help us do that, because we've actually got something really, really special. And it's different. We are partnered with and empowered by a WNBA player.
Yeah.
Right? So on the girls' side, it's Natisha Heidemann, 1848. Like, that's a really big deal. She's another strong girl who's darn good at what she does, right? So I'm trying to align this program with the best people, right? Because the best people, that gravitates. People want to be around the best people.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's what this is about. Like, I want to be aligned with Chandra because she's the best, right? I think she wants to be aligned with us because we're going to be the best. Whether people like it or not, we are here, right? So you'll see us all the time, and as much as you can, media or walking around with 1848 kids, we are going to try to flood it.
Awesome. One quick question. Did either one of you have anything as organized as this when you were this age of these kids?
I think I felt like I did. It's just so much different now because there's a lot of it, right? Like, one thing I actually really love about this is it's competitive.
I'm
a competitor, so it's like,
bring it.
How do we win?
Yeah. I think it's awesome.
I feel like I had it, but I feel like we don't highlight, like, your amazing facility that is in our backyard. I didn't have, we have the YMCA. We could go down and play, but I didn't have this. And Harry offers strength conditioning. He's got Mike out there that does a lot. So there's a lot of key pieces that is all in one place. So it's a pretty awesome facility.
I also think, like, the social media thing is huge, which we do not have. Like,
no.
Right.
And all the highlights and stuff like that, it's crazy.
All right, we got Chandra, would you like to run?
Or soon.
Okay, because we have a 1 minute break and then another segment. Would you rather? You okay with that?
Sure.
Okay.
Just gotta get to school. Kids school.
Hate to be late. Yeah. Hate for you to be late on the first day.
Yeah.
That wouldn't set a good example.
Wait, today's the first day of school?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like I said, she's here and she's got three kids starting school today, and yeah.
I'm more excited about the summer being over. Sorry.
We're going to start a quick break. Chandra Johnson, Harry Boyce in the house. It's not in the way that you stare to him.
It's not in the way you look or the things that you say that you do. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926. 5-6.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Minor and the Mayor here on a sweltering Monday morning. 77 in Appleton, 74 in Green Bay, 74 in Oshkosh. Going to get up to around 95 today. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom doors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest up to 60 months. No money down and equal payments. Hurry up. Offer ends on the 31st. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today.
We love Pella.
Keep that AC inside.
That's right. It's 1848. Just thank you again. I talk often about how Green Bay, our community, our MSA, the Metropolitan Statistical Area, was chosen the number one place to live in the United States. And people looked at that and, oh, Packers, Packers. And that was a very small part of it. I mean, it was that your money goes further. But it also talked about the support that we have for a lot of different things, right? We're not just a one-lane community here.
Quality of life.
And what you're bringing, I think, is just awesome, Harry.
obviously, I'm from Green Bay. We started with boys. That was our deal. Mm-hmm. We started with boys. We're the third biggest city in the state, and we didn't have our own program here, right? A strong program going where the other places go. Like, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it that we've been competitive. We've probably been the best boys program, from here to the valley, from the top to bottom. And I'm like, well, why couldn't we do that with girls? Right? We've got the support. We've got the right people here. There's enough for everyone, right? Like, let's go do this thing. And so I tried to get the best people, and we've got great administration. We've got Chandra.
Right. So 1848, that's a, tell me about how someone listening or that wants to play ball, especially under your leadership, mm-hmm. how can they get engaged with this or come witness it? Come, and you talked about it's a lot of word of mouth, but maybe someone who hasn't been in the loop just yet.
Yeah, we're on all social media platforms. So Team 1848, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And then also theworkshop.com.
Yeah, theworkshopgb.com. There's a link that brings you back to 1848 because of the training and the AAU are two separate entities. But yeah, our website, team1848.com, is really it. And then you can shoot us emails or whatever it is, and we'll get back to you.
We always talk about, you know, little things that coaches along the line made a big impact for you, you know, in positive ways. But we've also had coaches or different teammates or whomever that made the opposite. What are some of those things you both, because that's as big a part of the game as the other parts that you have to battle through. What are some of the things that you guys both take to the court with these young athletes and say, I'm not going to be this way. I'm not going to treat somebody that way. I'm not going to say this, what somebody said to me one time that hurt. It didn't help. Do you have any of those things in your back pocket?
Every year I've learned. I think we're in 8 or 9 years of 1848 existing, and I've gotten better and grown as a coach by having other really good coaches around us. Okay. Like, there's a ton that I'm going to learn from her. There's a ton that I've already learned from our other coaches. Just trying to bring more positivity, trying to understand the game through their eyes, right? It's really hard because we've done this for a long time, and I like to think we were at some point really good at it. We're both professional,
right?
Former professional basketball players, right?
Yeah.
That is something that I try to do now, is just really speak positivity into them and make it a safe place for them to grow, like through mistake, because you got to make mistake, right? And then when we were young, you get sat on the bench because it was old school. You didn't know. It's like,
absolutely. That's what I mean. Absolutely.
Like, now I've gotten really good at the why.
Beautiful.
And I think that's where I've learned to grow and teach, right? Not even coach, teach.
Yep.
The why.
Chandra?
For me, you know, girls are different. I think girls just naturally struggle with self-esteem on and off the court. So my goal is to pour life into these girls and have them truly believe they can do hard things. And you're going to have to do some hard things, whether that is on the basketball court or off the basketball court, to succeed and get to that next level.
I think that's awesome. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, Harry, I'll just give you a lot of credit that, you're obviously a great leader in that some people hire people so they can surround themselves with yes people. Obviously, yes, man. I don't mean like a male, but I mean, to say, look, I hired her so I can learn something from her. That's pretty awesome. And that's really big of you. I want to say that, you know, and I've been to plenty of management schools, but the best thing you can do for the company is a good hire. The worst thing you can do is a bad hire.
You know? For sure.
And if you get a good hire, that can do just, you look about the future. And you've done that, obviously.
That's another thing that I've learned. I need foundation around me.
Right? Yeah.
Right. So I need somebody strong that'll help lift us up, lifts me up. I'm going to lift her up. Michelle lifts me up. I lift Michelle up. Like, mm-hmm. That's what we need. We need those people who are strong underneath us, right? That also have us from underneath, you know, not just the back, not just the top,
like, right?
That are foundation for us. And she is a foundation piece for the program. When I tell you, like, I'm really like, okay, what do you need? What do you want? Sometimes I'm like, ugh, I don't like it. But
she walks in with her
that.
Game face on, look out.
Her game face was fierce.
Listen.
One word to describe her game face back then was fierce.
Fellas, she has my back.
Yeah.
Right.
I have her back.
Right.
She has the best interest in our program. We only are going to be strong because of who we put around ourselves and what we put around these girls. It's important, and she is that. It's like she's ready to go.
Yeah.
I would imagine being a teacher, though, too, plus being a coach, you bring some of those same things from the classroom where you can't let somebody screw off or whatever. It's like, right?
Yeah, that's true. One that's last fair thing. To say.
I can just – you're being so
– I know.
Man, she don't play.
She don't
I'm gonna tell
play.
You right now, she don't – And those words, she don't play.
Yes.
She don't play. We need to make the shirt out of that.
But I think so often in this community, we would try to help people, but we didn't have anybody like them to help them. You know what I mean? Like, I even think in police, fire, you know, you have these guys telling these women how to be firefighters. And once we got a woman firefighter, or a female, that more people would show up and they would like it and they would feel like, I can do this. And, you know, you bring that to the party, too, because of you have an unbelievable background. But, yeah, just... Thanks for doing that in Green Bay. We need it.
One last quick thing. Give yourselves each a plug. But what you do at
1848. I'm Harry Boyce. I am the director, head director of the boys' side and co on the girls. I am a basketball trainer. That's my full-time job. And, yeah, you want your kids to get better.
And if you want your girls to play for an amazing program, 1848 is where it's at. We have strong coaches and great leadership.
Outstanding. Thank you both so much, man. Tell me youth basketball isn't in some great hands right here. Right?
And yet the community's going to be better because of you. Yeah. I mean, we'll have good basketball, but we're going to have good, better people. And that's what
really
I see.
Quick. Also, big shout out to our families, too, like Chris and those guys. They've been awesome. My wife's been awesome because we spend a lot of time setting stuff up, like shout out to them and the kids too.
And you got it going.
Words to any kids that want to play on her side. She don't play.
She don't play. For real.
Chandra, get to school. For God's sakes. You got a whole school waiting for you.
Team 1848. Right? Team1848.com.
Are you? Pretty
good. All right, we got it.
Yep.
We get to the break. Lonnie Young, Chicago's House of Hokies coming up. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Pest control should be top of mind as growers prepare to make their final crop protection applications for the season. Thanks to a mild winter and variable weather conditions, many different insect species began appearing earlier and in higher frequency. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Matt Geiger, an agronomy service representative with Syngenta, says some pests are showing up in greater numbers after being able to overwinter thanks to this mild weather.
Many of the insect pests were able to overwinter at a higher rate. For example, the mortality rate of bean leaf beetle was lower than average this year, and an average of 45%, which is the lowest since 2012. There are certain geographies that they're seeing more of that pest. Corn rootworm's been spotted earlier than normal this year. Typically a pest that appears late in the season, and it becomes an issue for soybeans that are planted later. We had a lot of later planted beans this year because we were just so wet in April and May, but we were actually seeing that pest in May this year in certain geographies. Grasshoppers were an issue in some spots, but circling back, still seeing a fair bit of stink bugs, and I would say green clover worms for my geography specifically.
I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 363 and three quarters, down 4 cents. New crop corn is trading at 387 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. Cash beans are trading at 947 and three quarters, that's down 4 1/4 cents. And new crop beans are trading at 967 and three quarters, and that is down 5 1/2 cents. September wheat is trading at 499 and a half, that's down 2 1/4. And December wheat is trading at 524 and three quarters, and that is down 3 1/4 cents. On the dairy side of things, September class 3 milk contract is trading at 2173 a hundred weight, that's down 6 cents. And October milk is trading at 2225, down 5 cents. Barrel cheese closed Friday at 210. 40-pound block cheese closed at 203 and 3 quarters, and the AA butter closed at 313. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a heat advisory in effect for today. The heat index, 100 degrees or better this afternoon. Partly cloudy in the low 90s with a chance of afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Warm and humid again with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Hi, it's Jim Schmidt and John Minel from Minel and the Mayor.
Join us live on location Tuesday morning, August 27th from 6 to 9. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Green and Gold Party House across from Lambeau Field. Even the Packer Band will be there.
Can't make it in the morning? Swing by their open house from noon till 6. Enjoy snacks, sign up for prizes, and take a tour.
Love what you see? Well, then be the first to book the house for your Green and Gold Bash before somebody else grabs it. That's Tuesday morning, August 27th, live from 6 to 9.
See you there.
Register today for the 15th annual RX Link Golf Classic in support of Naranon at Thornberry Creek at Oneida. It's Friday, August 30th and starts with registration and breakfast at 9 a.m., followed by a shotgun start at 10. Happy hour starts at 4 p.m., followed by the awards dinner and silent auction. Proceeds support Naranon, a 12-step program for families and friends of addicts. Advanced registration is suggested and simple. Just call Thornberry Creek at Oneida, 920-434-7501, or search for RX Link Golf online. See you August 30th.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store, and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Okay, John can't talk because he's eating, what is it called?
Something really good. And the reason I'm eating this one is today is cherry popsicle day.
Oh.
So this is cherry flavored. Introduce yourselves.
Yes, this is so.
Men and women.
Well, my name is Brandon Smith, and I am with Baker Man's Tasty Treats on behalf of Chicago House of Hoagie to just represent this event we have coming up.
So Baker Man Tasty Treats, yes, is your company.
Yes.
And you're partnering with Chicago.
Your sister?
Yes.
Yes. Winona from Chicago House of Hoagies.
And Winona, you've been on here before talking about you're an entrepreneur.
Yes.
You
made a huge impression on us.
You did. And what we liked is you brought, I mean, hoagies are around, but yours are so unique and they really come with the character of Chicago.
Yes, 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 they do. I try my best to stick to being original. You know, people use these names and they stray away from being original because they're trying to conform to people. And it's like, you can't do that. People come to certain places because they're looking for certain things. So you have to stick to your roots and what makes you special. And I've been in my brick and mortar for 2 years and I'm still doing it. I'm sticking to my roots. Like, I still don't carry ketchup, and I don't care who doesn't like that. I don't carry ketchup.
I love that.
Like,
I
never carry ketchup.
Right.
Okay.
And I remember you just rattling off different, what's your most popular? And you just.
Oh my God. Right now, the Robert Taylor he's like the Michael Jordan. That's the hoagie with the sliced chicken deli meat. It has Doritos on it, hot jardinera, tomatoes, onions. Right. Pickles, olive oil, salt, peppermill, pepper jack, and provolone cheese. And that one right now is my Michael Jordan.
And you know every ingredient off the top of your head.
Everything.
I do. I created my whole menu myself because I wanted to be unique.
Love it.
She is very authentic to Chicago. Me, I'm from Milwaukee and Wisconsin, so I am strictly.
Okay, what is this that I just
ate? Tell me about
it. It was half ice cream, half cake or something. It was. You got to try one of these, Jim. It's delicious. I love the consistency of it.
It is, you know, we make these cakes for the cake push pops as well as the cake pops. And again, all homemade ingredients just from scratch, you know, the frosting.
Are you a bricks and mortar or do you sell a food truck or how do you distribute your product to consumers?
I am an online business, but I distribute it in forms of fashion. We are prepared to do things as far as retail or in restaurants, but as well as online and fairs and things like that. So,
and you're partnering with your sister on a huge event that's coming up. Well, August 31st, that's coming up, right?
Yeah, this coming Saturday.
It is coming August 31st. Okay. On Racine Road, which is your place, right?
Yes.
In Menasha.
1089. Yes, in Menasha. Tell me about the event. And you guys are going to partner on this, brother, sister.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So who's actually in charge?
I'm always in charge.
I would have guessed that. Yeah. Notice I didn't ask that.
Yeah, we figured that out a long time ago.
We've had two very strong women in our studio.
We are. But it is. That's because it's Lana. It's Women's Day, too, right?
Absolutely. It's Women's Equality Day.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
See that?
National Women's Equality Day.
Yeah.
But when is it not Women's Day? Come on.
Okay, Women's, yeah.
Hey,
it should be every day, but when is it not?
You can ride back to an Ash with her.
Every day.
So we decided that we need to give back. There is this thing, groceries are expensive. Life is expensive right now. Life is lifing. How can we help with life is lifing? The biggest struggle right now is feeding people. So we decided to put together this Pay It Forward event where we're feeding the homeless. We went to all of the shelters in the valley. We gave out food tickets. So they can come, they can eat for free. We're going to have a bounce house. We're going to have music. We have some pop-up vendors coming. We have Pointers Initiative, who's going to be out there giving out free diapers and feminine products. Coca-Cola donated to us. Jacob's Meat Market in Appleton also donated to us. We're also reaching out to employers that want to come set up job fairs who are not going to be judgmental. Don't pick these people's lives apart about questions and their past. Come out there, offer them a job, be supportive. If you got mental health services that you want to come, let them know about, come and let them. Don't judge these people because we are all one paycheck away from being homeless or hungry. Like, let's keep that real.
It is real. Wow, that's terrific. I want to say that we need, as busy as you are, I mean, you're an entrepreneur. You do everything from cleaning the bathroom to putting the menu together. You talked about that last time, and I was telling my students about you. And now you've taken it where you're, you know, giving back to the community. I mean, you're a true entrepreneur.
And you break it down, like Jim is telling his kids. You're talking one day, it's like, okay, don't worry as much about the menu. Make sure your bathrooms are working. Make sure you get this right. Make sure, right. Things that people sometimes, when they want to go into business, they only see the, almost like the fun part.
Oh, the revenue.
They don't see the other side of it, where if that other side isn't up to snuff, as we used to say, then you're, the profitable side suffers, correct?
Yes. Yes. And not giving back isn't just like feeding people. It's about helping your family members start businesses. Hey, bro, you want to do some? You want to do your push pops? I carry his cake pops, push pops in my restaurant. You know, giving each other platforms.
And you're doing that from a business standpoint, but you're also doing that from the social side. I mean, we talk a lot about people living in silos today. I don't know if it's because of their phones or whatever it is, but people don't get out and congregate enough and talk about, you know, and you're doing that. I think that's really healthy for our community that we have. I'm not calling this a fair, but this is a place where, from jobs to mental health to entrepreneurs connecting with each other, that's awesome.
Yeah,
as John eats another one of your
No,
your
I'm just that's looking at these are push pop. These are one looks like a big lollipop, but it's like, what is that? Is it? It's not ice cream, right?
If I tell you the secret,
right? Oh, I mean, come on.
Okay,
Colonel Sanders
really
over there.
Really unique. Yeah. It's really, really unique. And then they got the push pop ones here. These are really great.
Those are good for weddings and birthday parties. Because look at it, you go to a wedding or a birthday party or a get together, and they have a cake. People waste that cake. With this, you have less waste and you can save it. Like if you don't eat it all, you can put the top back on it and you can take it home with you.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry about the top.
We have 12 different flavors.
We'll take care of this right here.
no need to re-save
that. No.
Wow, that's
great idea.
Yeah, you're like your sister. You come up with the products, and tell me about your business a little bit more.
Well, you know, the idea has been around for a little while. I'm surprised, like a lot of people, find out that none of us know about it. It's very rare, you know, but I didn't invent the idea. What happened was when it was presented to me and she gave me a platform and some encouragement and some words of advice, being a successful business owner, you know, I would have been a fool not to listen to some of the things she had for me.
Right.
And we just went forward with it. And it was almost one of those things that it was just too much of a no-brainer to not see what we can do with it, and getting a lot of good, you know, reviews from people. You guys, you tasting it right now. You letting me know.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. But, you know, another thing, though, too, is, and we spotted this, and Jim's forte is small business. We've talked about, he teaches classes at college about it. This has been his forte. He started up numerous businesses and things like that. But he can really, he has a really good BS meter, as we like to say, where somebody will talk a big game about what they're going to do, but he'll ask certain questions where it's like, you didn't get that done.
Yeah, the follow-up questions kill a lot of people.
Exactly.
Yes.
And he was very impressed, just to tell you this, the last time you were here. Yes, Lana here, very impressed with you want to talk about ducks in a row. I mean, you want to make sure that, in football, everybody wants to be the star quarterback or receiver or something, but it's those big guys down in the pits.
Yes.
If they're not doing their job, mm-hmm. you got nothing else going. And you went into business with that attitude, didn't you?
Yes, I did. That is so important. Like I was telling my brother, I say, you have to make sure you do your research, and you have to... He did the same thing I did with the hoagie shop, that platform, how I invited the people to the house. Yep. I had him do the exact same thing. Bruh, bake these. Let's give them out. Let's get feedback. People going to be honest. They're going to be like, the cake too dry or the cake too moist, or you need more icing. Because you are trying, you want the consumers to buy. Let's get their opinion. That's the only opinion that matters. Just because you like it don't mean they don't like it.
That is true. That focus groups is right. That's what we call them.
That's so important.
And we have a friend of ours who owns a microbrewery on the east side of Green Bay, and he has these garage parties. Yeah. It's the same thing as a focus group. And he just brings his friends over, but they're totally honest with him. And they're like, look, this is too bitter, or this is too whatever. I'm a big beer drinker. But I just think that's great the way you did that research. And then you stuck to your, you know, as my grandma said, stuck to your knitting. I mean, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to be Subway, but I'm going to be cheaper. I mean, you haven't done that. You've really taken the same sandwich, but it is so unique and so special. And you've stuck with it. And I think that's, like, I just commend you for this. I think
that
it's great. And to bring in another unique product, too. It's not like, you know, Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, you've got something really different here.
Yes.
I'm hoping that my products, you know, it almost looks like a novelty thing, but I know it's really just stand the test of time because, again, it's cake and it's easy to take it on the go. You know, who doesn't like easy cake?
It's the easiest cake you'll ever eat in your entire life. Cake on a stick.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
And well, you can eat and drive with that.
Absolutely.
So, maybe for the listeners, I mean, it's just pretty much, if anybody can remember the old push pops,
right.
The sherbet, but here we got homemade cakes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I got to ask a question for you, though. You were having some issues last time. Was it plumbing issues or whatever issues? And you're like, you just got to expect those things are going to happen, right? I mean, you know, people get so discouraged. And we've talked about this. Go in with, you know, oh, such excitement. And then some things happen, which inevitably
does
will happen.
All the time.
How you respond is so important, right. Isn't it?
And if you have go ahead.
It is. Like, I literally just had a fryer go out for the second time, and I'm just like, Lona, really? So now what I've done, I bought extra parts because I can't fix anything, and your fryer goes out, and you need that, and the day the fryer go out, 100% of your customer fries. You're like, y'all want fries today because this fryer isn't working.
That's why.
So now I've learned, buy two of everything. When you're an entrepreneur, and you own it, buy two of everything. Just buy it. Just buy two. Because you think that one is going to last forever, baby. They don't make stuff the way they used to. Mm-mm, it ain't lasting forever. If you have a backup, you're always ready.
You know, our guy, a good friend of ours, Cheese Curd Nick, we call him. He does a fried cheese curd stand here in the farmer's markets. And talked about other people want to do it. And he goes, but people don't understand sometimes. Okay, you show up, you drive to Sturgeon Bay, and you're... your burner isn't working. Right. For some reason, it worked perfectly yesterday, and now it's not.
Yep.
And you got a line of people already starting to line up.
Well, it sounds like he got into the right business. His name's Cheese Curd Nick.
Cheese Curd Nick.
So yeah, he got to start selling cheese curds, yeah. Right?
But he's a big advocate of that. You've got to be prepared for the worst thing, no matter how good things are going.
Yes, I always have a backup. I'm like, oh, I got a backup fryer now. I got a backup tomato slicer. They're like, why you got... I got like 4 crock pots. Like the ones that I can turn into a stovetop. Like, why you buy so many? Because baby, they burn out, and you're in the middle of cooking something, and your customers expect you to have something. You can't say, "Oh, this was broke today." Nope, I got a backup right here. Boom, let's keep it moving.
You got to get her into your class.
I do, and I just want to say that I think I'll just give you again more credit in that some people make money and they, I work so hard, I'm going to take a trip, I'm going to spend it on myself. But you reinvested it in your business with having backups, and that is, because nothing worse than downtime, right? You're standing around, nothing works.
You're losing
works.
Money. Oh, and when you're a new business owner.
And you're still paying rent.
You can't afford to lose money. And that's what people don't understand. People go into business thinking, oh, I'm going to make all this money the first 2-3 years. No, you're not.
Yeah. Today, we're just, I teach at noon. Today, we're just talking about fixed costs. And they're always there. Your rent is always there. Where the bank doesn't. Oh, it rained. I didn't sell anything, or my employees.
They want their money.
They yes. want
yes.
Fixed costs, insurance, taxes. That stuff does not go away, no matter how sales are good or bad. So anyway, that you're right, and you obviously understand that. I think I'll give you a lot of credit for taking some of your profits and buying backup stuff, because it's, you know, some people want to spend it on themselves. They're like, I've worked so hard. I've been at this thing 2 years. I'm going to go.
I'm
going to
reward myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Your reward is knowing that you can continue to make those sales, and be a service to your customers and make them happy and have the product that they came there for. What good is spending money on yourself? You don't spend this money on yourself and your fryer go out tomorrow. You don't have no backup.
Right.
Because sometimes you only have that one contact to grasp that customer and get right. them. And you, when you lose that, they come and you ain't got something, they ain't never coming back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they talk a lot about how retaining a customer is so much, nothing's easy, but so much better than getting a new customer.
That's
it
right.
just costs so much more.
You want
more.
Them repeat customers.
Right.
Okay, we got to send a 1 minute break. We want to keep you guys over if that's okay. We want to talk more about the Pay It Forward
right.
event
Absolutely.
That you're going to be doing. I think this is really important.
Yes. All right, we can do All right. that.
We got a couple of great ones right here. Lana, and I'm sorry, what's your first name again?
Brandon.
Brandon, Chicago's House of Hoagies, Pay It Forward event. And we're going to talk more about these phenomenal push-up pieces of cake.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
All right.
Okay.
Back in.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. As I come in today, I said I gained 7 pounds over the weekend. Chicago's House of Hoagies, Pay It Forward event. And Brandon Smith, Baker Man's Tasty Treats. I'm eating a piece of chocolate cake and chocolate frosting, and it tastes like a piece of chocolate cake somebody would have just cut at a party or whatever. It's delicious, and it's in this push-up type thing that, again, it goes back to the old days of the push-ups with the orange sherbet. It's not messy. It's good. It's very moist.
And that's a cool...
Lana, I know you said that. It's very moist. Great job on this.
Thank you very much.
And I think, you know... I guess retail, but I mean, what a great thing for events. Like your sister said, weddings, parties to have that, because cake, I don't know.
And you can walk around eating this like nothing.
Right.
And you give people a variety.
Right.
So if you got a big party, you know, with 12 different flavors.
Really?
You can't make
great anyone, idea.
Yeah, no one's going to be upset.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this then.
You've got a big event coming up August 31st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you know, you talk about, you guys are both successful entrepreneurs, and we talked about, well, you're going to upgrade, you get a Mercedes instead of whatever you're driving, and you're like, no, we're not only reinvesting in our business, but then the extra money from that we're putting back into the community. So you got a big event called Pay It Forward on August 31st. Tell us about it.
Well, as she said earlier, as Lona said, pay it forward, we all know what that means, you know, and it is giving back, and it's one of the times that as a business owner, it's not about you, because everything when you're doing as a business, you have to put yourself and your business first to make it about you to be successful. But this time, we can get back to the community, and it fits right in hand with what this community is. A lot of people are surprised to find out what Green Bay, Oshkosh, and the Valley is like when they move to this area, because it is a very giving area. It's an area that supports local business. And with that support, you're obligated to give back in any and every kind of way.
And almost like repaying, you know what I mean? The help you got from people, you're trying to do that now for a different group of people, correct?
It would be a disservice to not do it, because you don't get anywhere without this community helping you out.
And I think sometimes people think we don't have some of the problems we have. And I don't, you know, sometimes they say, oh, Packers, or we got great schools and very low crime rate. But, you know, there's a lot of needs out there. I mean, I work at a homeless shelter, and I see that every day. And I think you inviting not only the homeless or people in need, because food is just unbelievably expensive right now, for especially schools starting again, and they just don't have the money. But you have other services there too, employment opportunities, that they need some kind of help, yes. Mental health. All those support services will be there as well.
Yes, and, you know, as homelessness is something that's, it can affect anybody for a lot of different reasons. And
you're not telling him anything he doesn't know. He deals with it every day.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you wonder how people are looked at when they're in these situations. And when you don't show empathy or put yourself in someone else's shoes, you quickly forget that, as she said earlier, you know, it's just one bad thing happening away from things turning upside down on you really quickly.
And not to scare people into that, but I mean, sometimes there's karma too. I mean, I just think that people who sometimes are a little bit selfish, they get bit a little bit later in life, you know? So I think it's just good for your soul. You know, yes. I'm going to say it in a nice way. You understand what I'm saying?
It makes a lot of sense. And it's very apropos to what we're talking about here, you know, to be able to be the self-awareness to know that you have an obligation to be a good person and give back.
Right. Stewardship, right? I mean, that's where it's at. Well, this is just great what you're doing. And how fun is it to work brother-sister? Or isn't it?
Yeah. It is. Well, We do good together.
They come to the restaurant to see me, and then they end up liking the food.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, you guys both are, you grew up in Milwaukee?
I'm Milwaukee. So, yeah, I'm Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I try to get brats and sauerkraut in the restaurant all the time, but it's not Chicago.
Oh, my. Mike, your brother and sister. Man, they are two different worlds.
You listen to your sister, man.
Right.
Yes. You are fiercely loyal to your city, aren't you?
I am. I am so loyal. Like, it's crazy. People come in like, oh, you're going to do a Green Bay Packer hug? Yeah, I'm like, absolutely not. Under no circumstances. They're like, but you in Wisconsin? I'll say, but I'm from the south side of Chicago, and I'm always going to represent where I'm from because it made me who I am.
And I think people really appreciate that. You know, even one of our projects is this food trucks, and I think you can introduce people to maybe a place they haven't been through food.
Yes.
Yes.
You get some best friends through food. My grandmother used to always say, feed your enemy. Feed the person that don't like you, because at the end of that conversation and that meal, you would be best friend. Food brings people together. Mm-hmm. We all have one thing in common. We like food. We can sit down and talk about something. You can change a person's heart with a good meal.
And in Chicago, I had a buddy one time that took me around different parts and after a game, and he took me to these little, you'd almost call them a dive, from the outside, but you go in there and had some of the greatest food I've ever had in my lifetime. Whereas you think, go to Chicago and they have all the, you know, the Palmer House or the Chop House or whatever. I guarantee you the best meal I've had was in this little place at about, you know, 12:30 in the morning in Chicago.
Those are always the best. The mom and pops always tell people, don't eat bougie downtown. Go to the city. Go to the inner city. Do not let the media scare you. I say you're going to meet some of the nicest people in the inner city. And I said, baby, that food going to be so good.
That's the honest truth. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
It's homemade recipes. It's like you're that's cool. I just love what you're doing.
You know
what
I remember,
bring it to Menasha.
It had a little, I forget if they were from Louisiana or had a little bit of a Creole type thing to this meal we had down there, and I wasn't expecting that in Chicago, and it was like, whoa. I mean,
you have to remember Chicago is the melting pot of diversity,
right?
Oh, yeah,
you have all different type of race, religion, people from everywhere, and everybody wants to be the best.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if they still, I lived there, but it was 25 years ago, but they had that Taste of Chicago.
They still do that.
They still do that. What an event.
I can't wait till I get my big girl food truck so I can be down there. Like, give me a food trailer. Be like, I'm on, y'all. I made it. I'm at the Taste.
That would be making it. I mean, that's just
like
so
worldwide
cool. That's unbelievable.
Making it to like the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Tell us again where you are, where you're located for your hoagie shop, and what's going on again on Saturday.
So on Saturday, August the 31st, we will be giving back to the community our Pay It Forward at 1089 Racine Row in Menasha, Wisconsin, 10 a.m. to 4. If there's any non-for-profit organizations that want to come out and give back, hey, we're welcoming you. Anybody that want to host a job fair to help our homeless people. And then I also want to give a thanks to our Coca-Cola donation and Jacob's Meat Market in Appleton. We're going to have Pointers Community Initiative. They're also a non-for-profit organization that's helping us with this. Baker's Man, Tasty Treats, Desire Fashions, Big Lisa Snowball is also going to be a vendor.
And the best hoagies in the state of Wisconsin.
That's right. I still got that 4.9 Google review.
Could I get a beef hot dog with ketchup?
He got jumped early in the morning,
y'all. Oh, man. It's going to be a fight.
Thank you guys so much.
You're the best.
Thank
you.
We'll be back with more right after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh. Join us next time as we are back in Wisconsin after covering the DNC. We'll look back at the news of the weekend and get you ready for the last week in August. Badger football coming up.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump is expected today at Arlington National Cemetery.